So as we said at the start today, Congress today begins debating what Republicans have named the Repealing the Job-Killing Health Care Law Act. Now, Democrats say notable economists in the Independent Congressional Budget Office don't think health reform will kill jobs. And Democrats also tried to get Republicans to remove the word killing from their bill after the Tucson shootings for civility's sake. But the phrase job killing remains, although House Speaker John Boehner has also referred to it as the job destroying bill. But what does a Republican consultant and word maven think of all this? Frank Luntz came up with death tax for estate tax, climate change instead of global warming, and the tagline government takeover of health care. That line was either the lie of 2010, as it was judged by PolitiFact, or, as the Wall Street Journal put it, the best way to describe the bill's many requirements, including that everyone get coverage. But either way, it points to the importance of language, always important, but more so in the wake of the Tucson shootings. Frank Luntz addressed Republicans this past weekend. He's in California for a conference on civility. And Frank, start with the phrase in front of us, job killing. Was that yours? And if not, what do you think of it?
It was not my phrase. And I need to set the context because you can't just speak in terms of a single word or phrase. You have to look at the overall picture. And the challenge for the American people is to look at this health care legislation and decide whether it, A, will increase or decrease their costs, B, whether it increases or decreases their quality of care, C, whether it increases or decreases the bureaucracy, and D, its impact on the economy. And they're nervous about how it'll affect them both in terms of their health care, what they get, and the economic impact.
Well, we're not here to debate the bill because that's what they're going to be doing all day in Washington. I take your point, but from a wordsmith, I'm asking, given that that's your concern and you feel that that should be the Republicans' concern, was that the right phrase, job killing?
Let me explain to you. Let me kind of give you a feel for what goes on.
Right.
The American people were mad at the Democrats over the last 2 years for focusing on other issues than the economy, and specifically jobs. So what the Republicans are trying to communicate to the American people is that they get it, that they know that jobs are number one, and that they won't pass any legislation that would have a negative impact on jobs, and they will attempt to repeal legislation that could have a negative impact. That said, I wouldn't have done it.
Well, given that there are people who feel that this isn't a law that will lose jobs, including the independent CBO, would you as a consultant advise Republicans to pick a topic that's not going to be part of a debate, that's more subjective? For instance, there's a part of the law that requires people to buy insurance. That's a very emotional, subjective aspect of the law as opposed to one that's numbers and facts. Would you have advised them to go more towards subjective?
It's all in the eyes of the beholder.
Yeah.
And as I say to you, if you ask the American people right now, is this going to cost jobs, 40% would agree with you and say no. 40% would say yes, and 20% would have trouble understanding the question. So what is objective to you is subjective to someone else. Mm. The health care mandate, as you just mentioned, you said require in language terms. I would use the word mandate. Here's the question. Does the language help more people access it, understand it, debate it, which is what this is all meant to be? And what I'm hoping for is that more Americans participate, and they do so in a civil way, and they don't dismiss what somebody else says merely because an economist said so.
Well, I want to stay with job killing for just one more second. And you've already said that as a consultant, you wouldn't have picked the words because you don't feel they got across the best message. But just what about in the wake of the shooting, using the word killing? I have to say, even, you know, here on our program, we're finding ourselves coming up with other words at times, you know, because everybody uses words without thinking of their double meaning. But the word killing, you know, the Democrats wanted that taken out. But when you spoke to Republicans this weekend in the wake of the shooting, did you advise them to maybe change their language and be more cognizant?
On that issue, those two words, job killing in terms of health care, never came up. Hmm. I will say to you that each elected official has a responsibility to communicate in an accurate and fair manner what they believe. And I'll take that even one step further. Politicians have become professionals in not answering questions. I want them to be more direct. I want them to say what they mean and mean what they say.
Well, what would you advise the Democrats? They're trying to come up with their own phrase. They're calling this GOP push to overturn health care reform the Patients' Rights Repeal Act, or no care. You know, their meaning being that without some of the effects of the law, people won't get health care. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I've got a book coming out in only a few weeks, and it's called Win, and it focuses on understanding what the other side is thinking. The Democrats tried this before, a year ago, when that Congressman, Alan Grayson from Florida, stood up and said the Republican philosophy, if you get sick based on this legislation, die quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened? His constituents were outraged. This guy, an incumbent, was defeated in a landslide because his constituents said that that rhetoric simply did not match reality.
You know, I want to ask you something. Why do you think that when the Florida lawmakers' comments about Republicans didn't resonate, Sarah Palin's did? She called something death panels. There are no death panels, but they were embraced. Why do you think that is?
They actually weren't embraced. We asked a whole bunch of different phrases, a whole bunch of different positions on the health care issue, and the death panel one came in last. I think that the evidence of who were better communicators is in the fact that Republicans won 63 seats in the House election. Now, here's the argument. Is that because Democrats had bad words, or is it because Democrats had bad policies? I'm not sure, but at least one of those is correct, or they wouldn't have done so badly.
Well, linguist George Lakoff said on All Things Considered yesterday that he thought it's because the Democrats and President Obama missed an opportunity when there was that whole death panels debate. Democrats failed to cast health care reform as a moral imperative and instead listed 24 points of policy. Let's listen to what he said is the difference between the two parties in choosing words.
The conservatives create moral messages. The Democrats create policy messages, and policy messages either go over people's heads or bore them.
Frank Luntz, do you agree?
I think that owning the White House and owning Congress for 2 years, the Democrats had every message, policy and moral, and the rejection in November of 2010 should say to the Democrats, you've got to do it differently. And I'll tell you this, if I was a Democratic strategist, they would have fired me.
Frank Luntz, Republican pollster, Wordmeister. He runs the company The Word Doctors. His book, Win, is forthcoming. Frank, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.
Why do I think you might have some thoughts? If you do, go to hereandnow.org. You can leave a comment right there next to a picture of Frank. Back in a minute, Here and Now.